We recognize that people are not going to just take what we say and run it without any kind of question, but for so many times and so many different articles that we've seen over the years, there is a side that is painted that really does not depict the American farmer. We want to just be an alternative voice. We never want there to be an editorial that is run. We never want there to be a story that is written that at least does not have a response that points out some things that maybe the story missed. I think there's a positive perception about today's American farmer in the eyes of the consumer. But at the same time, we don't think that there is a true depiction and an understanding of who that person is. There's so much lingo that is put to the corporate farmer. A corporate farmer may be a husband and a wife and two children that are farming in Texas or Minnesota. That just happens to be the way that they're structured. It is not some huge conglomerate out there. These are American people that get up in the morning, go to work during the day. They don't ask for much publicity or acclaim, and they provide the best and the cheapest food and fiber to our consumers of anywhere in the world. And every day, the American housewife or the American consumer can wake up, know that they're going to have ample supplies of food, it's going to be safe, and it's going to be at the most reasonable price of anywhere in the world.